On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, the sausage burrito is $2. So dip, drizzle, or douse to your heart's desire. Because no matter how you sauce your sausage burrito, it's still just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Blazing Saddles has been named the funniest movie of all time. The 1974 Mel Brooks classic has bumped the brilliant Some Like It Hot from this year's American Film Institute annual rankings. What's your favourite comedy or the side splitter that you come back to time and time again? News Talk, Sarah Madden took to the streets to find out.
I'm thinking Zoolander. I love Zoolander. Dumb and Dumber is great crack. Elf is great crack.
The comedy that me and my friends always go back to is Bridesmaids. We're always quoting that movie. I think it's one of the best written comedies of all time, so probably Bridesmaids, yeah.
Anything with Will Ferrell, but Anchorman.
Definitely Ted. The movie about the like teddy bear who came to life. Crude humour, yeah. But it's good. It's a very, very good movie.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. It's very good. Zohan's a good show from that fella there, Adam Sandler. He's got another couple of things, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. They're all great films, all funny films, and films that we've watched again and again.
Wet Hot American Summer. It's like an absurdist comedy from the 2000s with like Bradley Cooper, Amy Poehler.
White Chicks, start to finish, whole thing. No.
Super Bad. I know it's not great anymore, it's kind of misogynistic, but I don't know, I think it's a oldie but a goodie. I still really like it.
What's one of the funniest lines or funniest scenes from it?
I don't think it's radio friendly.
I don't know if it's appropriate for radio, some of the lines that we quote from that movie, to be honest.
They have this really funny running gag where characters will, like, throw a plate or a cup on the ground, and they use this like really obvious stock like sound whenever it happens, and they just keep doing it, and it's really, really funny.
The best comedy, it would be Blazing Saddles.
You think so?
Yeah, it would. It's just very witty, very good. The British, I think, are the best at producing the comedies, the serials and that, keeping up appearance, mind, or all that sort of stuff.
You think they have it right with Blazing Saddles as number one anyway?
Yeah, it's a great comedy.
It is a great comedy. I'm just going to give you the top 10 list really quickly. Airplane, number 10. The Graduate, number 9. It Happened One Night, 8. Duck Soup with the Marx Brothers at 6. Annie Hall at 5. Dr. Strangelove at 4. Tootsie at 3. Some Like It Hot, 2. And as that gentleman said, Blazing Saddles, number 1. Andy McCarroll, host of Extravision. Are you surprised that Blazing Saddles is number 1?
I am. Some Like a Ha has kind of been the one for years. It's like Shawshank Redemption or Godfather being voted the best movie. Yeah. And as a few of your listeners touched on there, it is somewhat problematic now. So the thing I would always go back to with Blazing Saddles is it funny? And even now, I think you could watch somebody who's watching it for the first time in 2026, I think you can still find humor in that. And to be honest, one of the other things that stood out there was kind of depressed to hear Superbad being referred to as an oldie.
Yeah, it's, time does move on. I mean, I suppose the point about Blazing Saddles is it could never be made now. I mean, there are jokes in that that are so far off the scale by today's standards.
You say that, but even going back and watching it now, it's not punching down. It's always punching up. Like
I think that's a really fair point. And I think it's parroting racism, for example, and racists, and it's sending them up. But the way it does it, I'm not sure you'd get away with it nowadays.
I think kind of recently you've seen, well, I say recently, probably the same as Tropic Thunder, where you saw Robert Downey Jr. as well. I think if you're reflecting what that actually is, like that character in Blazing Saddles is the smartest character in the film. And I think it does get kind of mixed up when you see things like, you know, like Ricky Gervais, for example, his stand-up where he constantly is punching down. It's constantly, oh, you can't say this anymore, you can't say that. I was like, with respect, you're getting $100 million a year to do Netflix specials. You can say whatever you want on that. So I think it could. That the question would be, would it do well? Because comedy now is, like you said, it's been watered down somewhat, and it's gone more towards like recognizable brands or franchises. Like if you look now, like Super Mario or the seventh Minions film, I think is in the cinema at the moment. That's kind of the ones that are making money now, whereas like an original comedy doesn't make the cinema. It ends up on something like Netflix or Amazon now. So trying to find an audience for something like Blazing Saddles, I think that would be the bigger issue as opposed to trying to actually get it made.
Yeah. Airplane, number 10. I think I'd have that up higher. What do you think?
Airplane would be up there for me as well. I love that and The Naked Gun. I think that, and even then, like a couple of years ago, we saw the remake with Liam Neeson, which I really enjoyed as well. I think those type of comedies are evergreen because it's something that, it's not a subjective comedy. It's not something that, you know, a certain type of humor, like for example, Jackass is in the cinema at the moment. Some people think that's the funniest film they've ever seen. Some people turn it off two seconds in.
Doesn't do much for me, I have to say, yeah.
Whereas Aeroplane, I think, is universally funny. Like, you could show that to someone who's 15, you could show it to someone who's 50. They're both going to find humour in it.
Okay. Lots of people texting in. Best comedy ever is My Cousin Vinny. So funny. So Shane, Clement in Cork says, funniest movie must be See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Step Brothers, says Anne-Marie. So Much Room for Activities. Just brilliant. And the best funny but not meant to be funny film is... Michael Flatley's Blackbird. It's so bad. It's hilarious. There actually is, that's a really good point, Anne-Marie. Sometimes there's nothing funnier than an unintentionally hilarious film.
Yeah, you see like something like The Room, which has become this cult classic. There was even a film made a couple of years ago about the making of it. And again, another remake of it coming out this year as well, of the making of it, something like that, where people have no idea just how bad that film is. And if you haven't seen it, I would encourage it, to the fact that you even have like screenings now still. I went to one recently in the Lighthouse, and everyone known word for word, this Vanity Project absolute mess of a film, but has gained cult following because they took it so seriously, but absolutely made a hames of every single part of the making of it.
I watched Roadhouse with Conor McGregor in it the other day, the remaking of the Patrick Swayze one. Now, the Patrick Swayze one was a bit of a turkey, but this one, like myself and my son, were in stitches laughing at how ludicrously bad it was. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, first of all, I won't have Patrick Swayze Roadhouse slander. Thank you very much. I love that film. But yeah, to your point, like... Conor McGregor is essentially playing himself in the film, but it looks like he's never walked and talked at the same time in his life. He will say the line, and keep an eye out if you do watch it, he'll say the line and then all of a sudden then he'll start gesturing as if they're two separate entities that he can't control.
I did
the same
notice
time.
That on Jake Gyllenhaal. Ugh, anyway, he used to be in good movies.
He must have a tax bill to pay. He should not be doing films with Conor McGregor.
He really shouldn't. The Big Lebowski, says Colin in County Clare, hands down the best. The Snapper, hilarious. Life of Brian is getting the most text, and it is pretty, it still stands the test of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, Life of Brian would be up there for me. Of the Monty Python films, I think it's absolutely incredible. And to your point, one that you couldn't even make at the time because it was famously banned in Ireland for years because it was considered blasphemous against the church. But again, something like that really holds up. But we're saying like universal themes about basically Brian who's mistaken for Jesus and the story that goes on in the background of that. But that is, again, stands the test of time. It's absolutely hilarious.
The other interesting thing about the list is the number of films that were made many, many, not just years ago, but decades ago. I'm looking here at Duck Soup, 1933. It Happened One Night, 1934. His Girl Friday with Cary Grant is in there. I think that's 1940. I think that is The Philadelphia Story, 1940. The Apartment, which is an amazing film in 1960. Yeah. Do we still make brilliant comedies?
Yeah, to your point, like I think you have to go down as far as 27 before you see something kind of relatively modern, which is Something About Mary, modern. It was 1998.
I did not get that film. People around me were, well, I went to the cinema to see it and people around me were falling around the place laughing and I was stony-faced watching it. But obviously that's just the taste thing.
I love that. But again, something that your listener brought up there again in reference to Superbad. I think the reason we have so many old films on that list is because the comedy tends to be somewhat cyclical. Like I'm sure you remember the American Pie movies that came out and then it was Road Trip, everything around then. And then all of a sudden it reaches a point, it's like, well, we're not making these type of films anymore. Then Judd Apatow, Todd Films, we've films like Anchorman, The Hangover, Superbad, Tropic Thunder. They reach a point and then they fall back again. And I think it's one of those that you don't get an original great comedy. And if they do, they try and franchise them. I'm sure you've seen like Anchorman 2, Zoolander 2, Dumb and Dumber 2. Some of the, like the worst films in history compared to the original.
After brilliant originals. 2011 was a pretty good year. I'm looking at Crazy Stupid Love. I have to say I have a huge affection for it. I think it's really funny. And Bridesmaids, I think, was absolutely brilliant as well. I think they're from the same year.
Yeah, Paul Feig doing Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids is incredible. That's probably one of the more recent kind of original classic comedies. And I'm so happy that they haven't tried to do, you know, multiple sequels to that, which I always thought they were going to do. But Crazy Stupid Love, yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, absolutely incredible. That, and just Ryan Gosling being, as he is, one of the coolest, funniest people on earth. And I just hate him.
Yeah. There is a fight scene in that, which is absolutely hilarious, where three people are fighting, and it's up there with the fight scene in Bridget Jones, which is also a pretty funny film as well. If I really had to push Andy, what would your ultimate number one be?
What's Up Doc, which is it is on mine, but Life of Brian, as we mentioned, but for me the one I always go back to is Spinal Tap. I think that's just an hour and a half of every single line in that film I could laugh at. And I think the reason I like it as well is that my partner watched it with me recently, didn't get it at all. She did not understand it was a comedy. She had the same reaction Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses did, who thought, oh, it's a really great documentary, you should have picked a more famous band. He had no concept of the fact that this was completely made up, which kind of shows that the bubble he lives in as well. But for me, Spinal Tap, I think, would be choice. My all-time really good favorite. Choice.
Mel Brooks, by the way, turning 100, has turned 100. He's producing the belated sequel to his Star Wars satire, Spaceballs. Spaceballs, the new one. It's coming out next year. He is a genius.
Yeah, he is incredible. And even he pops up still in things like Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. And like you said, he's 100 years old and just has not lost a step. He's incredibly sharp, incredibly witty, and he still has that, you know, that manic glint of danger in his eye that he definitely had when he was making Blazing Saddles as well.
Andy McCarroll, host of Extra Vision, pleasure talking to you. Thank you indeed for that. Keep your favourite comedy movies coming in. 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.